Section 8. Know your rights and protect yourself from fraud, pages 89 to 94. What are my Medicare rights? No matter how you get your Medicare, you have certain rights and protections. All people with Medicare have the right to be treated with dignity and respect at all times. Be protected from discrimination. Have personal and health information kept private. Get information in a format and language they understand from Medicare, healthcare providers, Medicare plans, and Medicare contractors. Have questions about Medicare answered. Have access to doctors, other healthcare providers, specialists, and hospitals for medically necessary services. Learn about their treatment choices in clear language that they can understand, and participate in treatment decisions. Get Medicare-covered services in an emergency. Get a decision about healthcare payment, coverage of services, or prescription drug coverage. Request a review, appeal, of certain decisions about healthcare payment, coverage of services, or prescription drug coverage. File complaints, sometimes called grievances, including complaints about the quality of their care. Note: definitions of blue words are on pages 113 through 116. What are my rights if my plan stops participating in Medicare? Medicare health and prescription drug plans can decide not to participate in Medicare for the coming year. In these cases, your coverage under the plan will end after December 31st. Your plan will send you a letter explaining your options. If this happens, you can choose another plan between October 15th and December 7th. Your coverage will begin January 1st. You'll also have a special right to join another Medicare plan until February 29th, 2020. You may have the right to buy certain Medigap policies within 63 days after your plan coverage ends. What's an appeal? An appeal is the action you can take if you disagree with a coverage or payment decision by Medicare or your Medicare plan. For example, you can appeal if Medicare or your plan denies a request for a healthcare service, supply, item, or prescription drug that you think should be covered by Medicare. A request for payment of a healthcare service, supply, item, or prescription drug you already got. A request to change the amount you must pay for a healthcare service, supply, item, or prescription drug. You can also appeal if Medicare or your plan stops providing or paying for all or part of a healthcare service, supply, item, or prescription drug you think you still need. An at-risk determination made under a drug management program that limits access to coverage for frequently abused drugs, like opioids and benzodiazepines. See page 80. If you decide to file an appeal, you can ask your doctor, supplier, or other healthcare provider for any information that may help your case. This will make your appeal stronger. Keep a copy of everything related to your appeal, including what you send to Medicare or your plan. How do I file an appeal? How you file an appeal depends on the type of Medicare coverage you have. If you have Original Medicare, get the Medicare Summary Notice, MSN, that shows the item or service you're appealing. See page 52 for more information about MSNS. Circle the item or items on the MSN you disagree with. Write an explanation of why you disagree with the decision. You can write on the MSN or on a separate piece of paper and attach it to the MSN. Include your name, phone number, and Medicare number on the MSN. Keep a copy for your records. Send the MSN, or a copy, to the company that handles bills for Medicare, Medicare Administrative Contractor, or MAC, listed on the MSN. You can include any other additional information you have about your appeal. Or you can use CMS Form 20027. To view or print this form, visit cms.gov/cmsforms/downloads/cms20027.pdf or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227, to have a copy mailed to you. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. You must file the appeal within 120 days of the date you get the MSN in the mail. You'll generally get a decision from the Medicare Administrative Contractor, MAC, within 60 days after they get your request. If Medicare will cover the item or items, or service or services, it will be listed on your next MSN. If you have a Medicare Advantage or other Medicare health plan, the time frame for filing an appeal may be different than original Medicare. Learn more by looking at the materials your plan sends you, calling your plan, or visiting medicare.gov/appeals. In some cases, you can file a fast appeal. See materials from your plan in page 92. If you have a Medicare prescription drug plan, you have the right to do all of these, even before you buy a certain drug. Get a written explanation for drug coverage decisions, called a coverage determination, from your Medicare drug plan. A coverage determination is the first decision your Medicare drug plan, not the pharmacy, makes about your benefits. This can be a decision about if your drug is covered, if you met the plan's requirements to cover the drug, or how much you pay for the drug. You'll also get a coverage determination decision if you ask your plan to make an exception to its rules to cover your drug. Ask for an exception if you or your prescriber, your doctor or other healthcare provider who's legally allowed to write prescriptions, believes you need a drug that isn't on your plan's formulary. Ask for an exception if you or your prescriber believes that a coverage rule, like prior authorization, should be waived. Ask for an exception if you think you should pay less for a higher-tier drug because you or your prescriber believes you can't take any of the lower-tier drugs for the same condition, or a lower-tier drug isn't available. How do I ask for a coverage determination or exception? You or your prescriber must contact your plan to ask for a coverage determination or an exception. If your network pharmacy can't fill a prescription, the pharmacist will give you a notice that explains how to contact your Medicare drug plan, so you can make your request. If the pharmacist doesn't give you this notice, ask for a copy. If you're asking for prescription drug benefits you haven't gotten yet, you or your prescriber may make a standard request by phone or in writing. If you're asking to get paid back for prescription drugs you already bought, your plan can require you or your prescriber to make the standard request in writing. You or your prescriber can call or write your plan for an expedited, fast request. Your request will be expedited if you haven't gotten the prescription and your plan determines, or your prescriber tells your plan, that your life or health may be at risk by waiting. Important: if you're requesting an exception, your prescriber must provide a statement explaining the medical reason why your plan should approve the exception. What are my rights if I think my services are ending too soon? If you're getting Medicare services from a hospital, skilled nursing facility, home health agency, comprehensive outpatient rehabilitation facility, or hospice, and you think your Medicare-covered services are ending too soon, or that you're being discharged too soon, you can ask for a fast appeal. Your provider will give you a notice before your services end that will tell you how to ask for a fast appeal. The notice might call it an immediate appeal or an expedited appeal. You should read this notice carefully. If you don't get this notice, ask your provider for it. With a fast appeal, an independent reviewer will decide if your covered services should continue. How can I get help filing an appeal? You can appoint a representative to help you. Your representative can be a family member, friend, advocate, attorney, financial advisor, doctor, or someone else who will act on your behalf. For more information, visit medicare.gov/appeals. You can also get help filing an appeal from your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. See pages 109 through 112 for the phone number. What's an Advance Beneficiary Notice of Non-Coverage? ABN. If you have original Medicare, your doctor, other healthcare provider, or supplier may give you a notice called an Advance Beneficiary Notice of Non-Coverage, ABN, if they think the care they'll provide isn't covered by Medicare. This notice says Medicare probably, or certainly, won't pay for some services in certain situations. What happens if I get an ABN? You'll be asked to choose whether to get the items or services listed on the ABN. If you choose to get the items or services listed on the ABN, you're agreeing to pay if Medicare doesn't. You'll be asked to sign the ABN to say that you've read and understood it. Doctors, other healthcare providers, and suppliers don't have to, but still may, give you an ABN for services that Medicare never covers. See page 49. An ABN isn't an official denial of coverage by Medicare. If Medicare denies payment, you can still file an appeal. However, you'll have to pay for the items or services if Medicare decides that the items or services aren't covered, and no other insurer is responsible for payment. Can I get an ABN for other reasons? You may get a skilled nursing facility ABN when the facility believes Medicare will no longer cover your stay or other items and services. What if I didn't get an ABN? If your provider was required to give you an ABN but didn't, in most cases, your provider must give you a refund for what you paid for the item or service. Where can I get more information about appeals and ABNs? Visit medicare.gov/appeals. Visit medicare.gov/publications to view the booklet, Medicare Appeals. If you're in a Medicare plan, call your plan to find out if a service or item will be covered. Your right to access your personal health information. By law, you or your legal representative generally has the right to view and or get copies of your personal health information from healthcare providers who treat you, or by health plans that pay for your care, including Medicare. In most cases, you also have the right to have a provider or plan send copies of your information to a third party that you choose, like other providers who treat you, a family member, a researcher, or mobile application, or app, you use to manage your personal health information. This includes claims and billing records, information related to your enrollment in health plans, including Medicare, medical and case management records, except psychotherapy notes, any other records that contain information that doctors or health plans use to make decisions about you. You may have to fill out a health information request form and pay a reasonable, cost-based fee for copies. Your providers or plans should tell you about the fee when you make the request. If they don't, you should ask. The fee can only be for the labor to make the copies, copying supplies, and postage, if needed. In most cases, you shouldn't be charged for viewing, searching, downloading, or sending your information through an electronic portal. Generally, you can get your information on paper or electronically. If your providers or plans store your information electronically, they generally must give you electronic copies, if that's your preference. You have the right to get your information in a timely manner, but it may take up to 30 days to fill the request. For more information, visit hhs.gov/hipaa/for-individuals/guidance-materials-4-consumers/index.html. If you need help getting and using your health records, the Office of the National Coordinator, ONC, in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, created the Guide to Getting and Using Your Health Records. This guide can help you through the process of getting your health record and show you how to make sure your records are accurate and complete, so you can get the most out of your health care. Visit health.gov/how-to-get-your-health-record to view the guide. How does Medicare use my personal information? Medicare protects the privacy of your health information. The next two pages describe how your information may be used and given out, and explain how you can get this information.